Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. There's definitely a change in the weather happening today, with clouds clearing and temperatures rising. It'll feel pretty much like summer the rest of the week, which is fitting because this is the last week of school here in Grace Harbor. In fact, this Friday evening, our town has a big summer kickoff party at the Village Green. It's kind of like the Christmas tree lighting we celebrated back in the first week of the podcast at the beginning of December. There's going to be food trucks, games, live music, and lots of ice-cold lemonade. I guess this is a good time to remind you that we're wrapping up season one of the podcast on Friday and taking a break for the summer. But make sure to keep an eye on your podcast app, because you never know when I might pop in. We'll then look to launch season two around the time school resumes in the fall. So, as we celebrate 130-something episodes over the last 6 months, I want to be sure we remember some of the key things we've been learning and doing, which, of course, includes Gratitudesday. Gratitudesday is our own mini holiday where we pick out someone we're grateful for each Tuesday and then find a way to let them know by the end of the week. It could be as simple or as creative as you want. In fact, today gives us the chance to do both, as today is National Paper Airplane Day. You could write a note on a piece of paper and then fold it into a paper airplane to deliver through the skies. Take a few moments and think about who you might want to honor for Gratitudesday this week. It could be the person you named in your discussion yesterday about the people who helped you become who you are. Or is there someone in your life who would really get a kick out of receiving a paper airplane note? Once you've thought of someone, share who it is and why you picked them. If you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, don't forget, you can keep practicing Gratitudesday over the summer, even while the podcast is on break. That would be a great way to keep the momentum going that you've been building as a family. I have to tell you that while you were talking, I was sitting here smiling to myself at the thought of all the paper airplanes full of gratitude that'll be flying through the air this week. Because that's the best part, right? We can make the best-looking paper airplane ever, but most of the fun is in seeing it fly, or nosedive into the floor. Unless you're really trying to win some contest, even crashing a paper airplane can be fun. I think some of the fun is in the mystery and the surprise. Where will it go? We try our best to make a good one. We focus on throwing it just right. But ultimately, we have to let it go and send it out into the world. Sometimes it might immediately veer off to one side, but sometimes it glides beautifully. Actually, that reminds me of what we talked about yesterday, the day of Pentecost. Up until then, people had been mostly focused on Jesus and what he was doing. But Jesus had been preparing his followers to go out and form communities of people who would love him and follow his example all over the place. And Pentecost was the day when God essentially said, "All right, go out and do it." Sometimes they had success and people decided to join in. Sometimes nobody was interested. I'm sure it always felt better when things were going well. But what matters the most is that they were sending God's love out into the world, no matter how people responded. So as you make your Gratitudesday paper airplanes this week, you can also think about the different ways you can send things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control out into the world. Those sound familiar. Where have I heard that list before? Anyway, we share things like these with others because it's what we were made to do. We send them out, trusting that God will take them where they need to go. Sometimes we'll see the results, and sometimes we won't. Sometimes we'll get the response we hoped for, and sometimes we won't. But there is still joy in the sending. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for all the love you send to us. May we follow your example by sending love and goodness out into the world as well. And let us send them out trusting that you're like the wind that carries them wherever they need to go. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.